Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no-strings-attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, the 16th. This is episode 1055 of the 49ers Rush Podcast, and I've never been more excited to be next to the man, the myth, the legend, the belated birthday guy, Wayne Breezy. How we doing, man?
Yo, I'm doing good. I'm great. It's playoff time. Finally, the Niners are going to get a game. They know who they're playing. I think they're ill prepared for this game. Like they are. I just feel my job this week is to walk everybody away from the ledge. I really feel like this is a game where the 49ers are going to go out and be the dominant 49ers that they have been all season, minus the few hiccups. We had about, I would say, four hiccups, and you can count the fifth one if you want as a hiccup. Nobody played, so.
Yeah, I was breaking down the special teams footage today for that Week 18 game, and it was like even on special teams, they were pulling the studs and just putting rookies out there just to see what could happen, and it was comical. You know what else is comical is Cry Eagles Cry. Thank you, Ed. This wild card weekend, the 49ers didn't even play. It could not have gotten any better. It was scripted.
I guess.
It was awesome.
It was beautiful. I mean, the Rams lost, the Eagles lost, and the Cowboys lost all on the same weekend.
Oh, it is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'll say this, too. Like, not only did they all lose, Matt Stafford's all banged up. You know, he could retire at any point. I think he'll stick around. But you're talking about the Cowboys and Eagles going through coaching changes.
Yeah. Like, and the Eagles probably losing their best player. And Jason Kelsey, who's retiring.
Yeah.
And so
I don't think he's going to be the only one. I can see Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson. Well,
they got a lot of free agents, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's rough. And so out here, we just sit here and smile because it couldn't happen to a worse fan base. Absolute garbage. The Eagles. There are some great people. And it's funny. You know, we always talk about the Eagles and I always lay it on thick. You know, my buddy Charles, I got to bring him up in here again. I texted him and I said, Charles, when the 49ers, Charles Barr, he helps us with the draft stuff. I started my whole podcast because of him. He's my best friend, diehard Eagles guy. And I said, Charles, you were there for me in the dark ages of the 49ers. Chip Kelly, Tom Sue, like he was the best friend ever.
Ever.
And I was like, look, Charles, I can't do that for you. This is too awesome. I am loving every second of this. You're a so better wrong. Friend than I am. Maybe in a couple months, whenever I'm over this, but I am just going to be posting memes and talking trash for a long time. So I know you're down, Charles, and I love you, but you're a better friend than me. Suck it, Eagles. Suck it, Sirianni. I got nothing but hate and anger towards
I know.
I don't give a damn, and I'll be a good friend later.
You don't have look. I'm not mad at you on how you handle your friendship with Chuck, but he has to understand that this like the relationship and the stuff that you had to wither through and playing the Eagles and to me non-rival games. I don't even see it being a rivalry, but according to them, it's a freaking rivalry. And here we go. I got one word to sum up the Eagles. You ready? Trash.
Ah, oh, I love it, man.
Mother trash. They've been trash. And it's about time they start taking out the trash. Ain't no recycling in Philly. They fans are trash. They players are trash. And they finally understand what trash is like. And you know why they deserve this? Because karma is a mother trucker, bro. Yo, they sat there and talked so highly of injuring Brock Purdy last season, bro. Like, they thought that because they took him out and the other quarterback, we took all your quarterbacks out. Now your whole damn team ain't even contesting this year. And I don't think they'll be back next year either. The Eagles will be back, but it'll be a totally different look.
Oh, it's bad. And, like, here's the funny thing. Like, they're like, oh, we're the class of the NFC. It lasted 1.5 years. That was it. Bro,
trash.
That was it.
Jalen Hurts, trash.
Oh, man.
The whole damn defense. You know what? You know what? The only person I do have respect for, and prayers go up to Darius Slay. I did see him get injured last night, but that's the only one. Other than that, and Jason Kelce. I do like Jason. Trash, 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 trash.
It makes me happy, man. And, like, they were even – their old fans threw popcorn on Nick Sirianni as he was leaving the stadium. I don't know if you saw that.
Because like, they fans are trash.
But he encourages that crap. Like, he made it worse, and it's just, like, awesome. I hope the Cowboys keep McCarthy. I hope the Eagles keep Sirianni because they just couldn't do anything. I mean, I was watching the Manning cast, and they were laughing comically at how terrible the offense was and how they're not adapting. I've been saying forever they run a high school offense, and it was just like, man, Bosa told everybody.
I'm going to say something I don't think I've ever said before. And I'm going to this is tough. I want to let the Dallas Cowboy fans know that I have zero hate for you guys. I just don't like you. But right. I hate the Eagle fans. And I ain't supposed to use the word hate. I can't stand them. I hate them. And you know what? I'm kind of upset Dallas lost. I really needed a throwback NFC Championship game because, yes, I'm already saying that
right.
Our Niners are going to be in it. I really wanted that old classic NFC Championship game, but they trashed too. But here's the thing. The Eagles, like, I just don't like them. I'm so glad the same green isn't the green of my Celtics. I'm glad it's a different tint and shade. I might not even eat cheesesteaks no more. I might chop them up from now on because the Eagles are trash. Philly, y'all got to figure it out. Hey, you got to figure it out. You got to be better fans. Figure that out, and maybe your team won't have to suffer through so much damn trauma and karma. I'm telling you, they trash.
I want more suffering, man. I ain't going to lie. I want it.
Okay, just beat them again next year, and then we'll beat them again the year after that, and then the year after that, and the year after that. I do like Devontae Smith, and unfortunately, he just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I love it, man.
They got some players I like.
They do. They do, and we'll see. They've got some talent, but they're going to go through an overhaul. There's no doubt about it. Now, there's a lot of stuff, and I love this because here's the thing. The 49ers have their very first practice this week today. Today is the day, baby. And I freaking love it because they've got 2 full days off. 2 days ago, the Packers were playing a game in Texas. They won and then had to fly all the way up to Green Bay Meanwhile, 49ers had their feet kicked back, relaxing, enjoying themselves. Completely different situation between these two teams. So my question to you, Wayne, and then we're going to get to a bunch of these comments because the chat's fire.
Trash.
Oh, I love it, man. Who are you most excited about the 49ers on the practice report today, seeing where they are? Because we've been able to rest for over a week now. Who is the number one guy? And you want me to give out a bunch of names, or do you got somebody in mind?
Well, I mean, I know that Arik Armstead is back, so he's back. I want to see where Dre Greenlaw is and those guys, because I want all the energy. I want it all. I want nothing but straight, pure, like fire flying off that ball. And here's the thing. I don't care if the 49ers, and I want you can give me the list of names. I'm just spilling. I don't care if the 49ers defer or receive the goddamn ball first. All I want is fire from the snap, first snap of the ball, and that's going to set the tone in this game. I'm so amped up. John, give me some of these names that are supposed to be returning, because I thought everybody was pretty much back other than those that are on the IR.
Yeah, and so, like, these are the players that had some type of injury designation the past week whenever the 49ers had to report what was happening in practice. You didn't have to report on the bye week, but now today you have to officially submit a report to the NFL that's public, who practiced and at what capacity. Arik Armstead, Jair Brown, Ambry Thomas, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle,
yeah,
Dre
same
Greenlaw.
Names. Gotcha.
Yeah. So those types of names out there, so much there. That's so many starters.
It's Armstead for me, if I had to go with the name, because I think Armstead is going to be the anchor of what happens on this defense, because I see a lot of faithful freaking out because they watch Jordan Love have an amazing playoff game against trash. So
yeah, against trash.
Yeah, I sorry, there's no other word for trash. So I'm going to try to help people figure it out. Listen, I know Jordan Love, if he gets time, he's going to look to get the ball down the field. I know one thing that the San Francisco 49ers don't do. They don't leave people wide open. Now, they may get burnt, right? They may get beat, right?
We ain't run nobody, a very sound defense.
Ain't nobody being left wide open. No. I will leave it at that. So I want people to remember what this defense does. But here's why I like Arik Armstead, is because you talk about pressure, you know, you're expecting it from the sides. Now you're going to get that pressure back up the middle, because they can't double everybody again. And Arik Armstead, if you want to leave him one-on-one, guess what he can do? He could beat his one-on-ones, and you're getting pressure up in Jordan Love's face, which means those seven-step dropbacks ain't going to be nice, because there's going to be a big monster 91 in his face. So I like Arik Armstead off of that list.
Yeah, I think he's the most important. The rookie coming back, Jair, the depth with the Embry, CMC, you know, he could have kept playing 2 weeks ago, but you pulled him with the calf thing. We'll see where he is. I'm excited to see what that is and what that looks like. And, you know, let's go through just a couple different chats that came through. Bro Montana, Texans did 49ers a solid. You could do another. Props for D'Amico. Happy for him. Yeah, Texans did a four. Here's what I think he's referencing.
They knocked out
one.
The Browns, right?
They knocked out the Browns, but their first round pick belongs to the Arizona Cardinals. And when that trade happened, I was pissed. Wait, we were on the show together when the Cardinals traded back from like 3 to 8 and they got, you know, an extra first round pick. And I was like, dude, that's going to be a top five pick, the Texans. They're going to get a quarterback. Wrong. D'Amico knew exactly what he was doing. And Nick Caserio, who I've criticized openly, the GM down there, that's huge. So, yeah, that draft pick, that helped the 49ers big time, because now the Cardinals, that draft pick's going to be in the 20s instead of a top five pick. So Bingo. Excited about that.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard four three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Here we go. This was for you, the great Peachy Brown. I'll let you take this one.
Happy Tuesday, Breezy and John and the faithful Queens and Kings. It's rinse and repeat, Packers playoff week. Let's get it popping. Hashtag faithful to the Bay. Hashtag BB. Hashtag CC. Hashtag do it for the Bay. That new video is out, right? That Steve Young video, do it for the Bay.
All right. I got freaking pumped, man.
I've been amped. The moment we knew we were playing them on Saturday, I'm like, oh yeah. Get your cheese ready, baby. That's Get the cheese platters ready, because it's going to be fun.
I do like to eat cheese. I really do. I'm a cheese guy.
Me too, bro, and it's not good for me.
And I will say this, too. We've played the Packers after this game the most playoff matchups in the history of the NFL.
It's 10 times.
10 times. We're tied currently with three other matchups in the NFC. Us against the Cowboys 9, Cowboys against Packers 9, and Cowboys against Rams 9. This will be the most matched up team in the NFL history after this week. And Peachy Brown says, hey, go become a member of the Breezy Bunch. Click that join button. Go check it out. And if you haven't subscribed to Wayne's show yet, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Support us. Let's go. Wayne's the best out there. It's in the description of the video if you're watching on my channel. And if you're watching on his channel, hit that subscribe join button. Step up your game, peeps. Let's go.
Hey, man, we're tied 2-2, though, in the divisional round. So I want people to know this divisional round has some history. The winner out of this one will actually be in the lead. But look.
And I did not know that.
Yeah, 2-2. You know, both teams have two divisional round wins. Now, I believe the Niners have more wins in the playoffs, period, against the Packers. But in this particular round, in this game right here, and the Niners snuck one out last year. I mean, a couple of years ago. Remember in the snow, Robbie Gould, you had the Jordan, yeah, Willis, the ball in the air, Hufanga. Man.
That was awesome, man.
Ain't no snow this week, though. It's going to be some rain, though.
Yeah,
it's
going to be a little rain. Nothing too bad. It's not even bad. It's funny, you know, I checked the weather forecast. It's like not even like bad. Like it might not even be raining. It might drizzle on and off, but like I ain't too worried. I ain't too concerned. Right here, don't bother me. What's up? My birthday is Sunday.
Hey.
It'll be a pleasure to watch this dog walk whoever we play. Got to close the deal on Sunday. Happy early birthday, Steven. You are the freaking man. And look at this. Check this out, man.
Hey, Darrow. What up? What's our best coverage safety combo for Green Bay? Oh, John, I can't. Let's tackle this. I like this.
Starts with Tayshawn Gibson. He's the mainstay.
Always.
And I think
they're going to play the same cover three, cover stuff that they've been playing all season long.
Here's my question. Okay, it's Jair Brown versus Logan Ryan. You're going against the youngest wide receiving core in the NFL. Do you match youth with youth, speed with speed, athleticism with athleticism, or do you go after savviness?
I think I wouldn't be mad if they go speed for speed to test it out. And I know people are like, why are you testing anything out? Well, listen, let the rookie go against the rookie. Let Penn State go against Michigan State. How about we do that? Let's have some fun. Yeah, because you didn't know I knew
Jaden
that.
Jaden Reed reference right
Absolutely,
there,
which you didn't see much of last week, right? He's coming back from an injury. He was on special teams. He ended up getting that bull crap interference call. But he has been a problem all season long. They did get Christian Watson back. He does have one catch. He did get one catch in the last game. It was Romeo Doubs. And he was the one that kind of just sat in the zone, got open, kind of looked like a little DJ Moore out there-esque. But this dude was wide open. I'm not worried about 49er players leaving people wide open. Here's the thing. The only concerns I have are explosive plays to tight ends. That's the Niners' issue. Like, for some reason, they forget about tight ends. They got two of them that they're going to try to utilize. Yeah.
Two good ones. And shout out to Black Orchid. What's up?
6 months. Woo.
Bringing that fire. She says, we got this, fam. I love the confidence. Love the support. You are the best. A couple other things out there. Real quick, Peachy, appreciate you. She says, join Breezy and the rest of the crew for some pregame fun this season. Yeah, we do have, you know, the tailgate, which Breezy going to be out there. We're going to be having a good time. It's going to be, man, I'm pumped about this one. I'm going to be honest with you. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're going to be out in the blue lot. Going to be an absolute fire. Now, they postponed the game just a little bit. It was announced at 5, and then they came back and said now it's 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
So we're allowed to enter, you know, the parking lot's open 3.5 hours before kickoff. And as soon as that is, we get early entry to set up. So we're going to have everything set up for you guys. Premium drinks, full bar, bartenders, unlimited food, drinks, stuff for the kiddos, giveaways. It's going to be a blast. You get to meet Wayne. That's worth everything in and of itself. So head over to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And, you know, we've got tents. We've got a lot of tents up there. So if it is raining, party's going on. TVs. We're going to have TVs up watching the early playoff game together. Like, we're doing this right.
We're
going
to watch the Ravens lose, right? Like, that's what we're going to watch.
Yeah, that's what, man, and that would be nice. Everybody's going to be pulling for the Texans. Like, how do you not? Right?
They're the underdog. CJ Stroud is having a phenomenal year, had a phenomenal first playoff game. And it's kind of cool because, like, they resemble the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy's first playoff game, huge, right? CJ Stroud's first playoff game, huge. And so, look, I like what the Texans are doing. Their defense is a little, I feel like you can test their defense, but their offense can also put up points. So if they're going to get a bad Ravens defense game, it's going to be a little weird. But I am pulling for the Houston Texans in that game.
Yeah, I think that is. So on the flyers that we have and on the website, it says 1:30. 1:45 is going to be the start, but it's still 3.5 hours of partying, which I'm super excited about. So come celebrate with us if you haven't made it out yet. We got you. It's going to be a really, really good time. Do want to update real quick. We are having a Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Just talking the playoffs. I want to hear from you guys. So if you've signed up on our Patreon or the49ersrush.com, that's where that's going to be. In those details tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm pumped about that one. That's going to be fun. So here we go. A couple other things just that I want to touch back right here. Roy, this is Jod. Be aware. The Green Bay Packers, they're licking their chops at being underdogs by 10 points. They're going to use it as motivation. We need to focus on the game ahead, not look beyond. Yeah, this team's not looking beyond. Shanahan's one of the best things that he can do is he gets the team pretty damn focused on that individual matchup. So they're 10-point favorites. It's not the first time that the 49ers have been 10-point favorites. It's happened 6 times this year. Do you know how many of those games they won?
Oh.
They covered the spread 4 times.
Oh, they won all 6. My bad.
They won all 6. They have handled their business as favorites. Now the question is, will that continue? Wayne, what are your thoughts overall just on this game and being favored so much? 10 points is a lot. It's the largest spread of any divisional game, all 4 games. Does that affect the way you feel about it?
No, because there's a reason why the Niners stay favored. And everybody, you know, you can't sit there and want 85 all pros on your team and then be worried about being favored 10 points in a game. The team is built to win. This team, his destiny is to win a Super Bowl. They figured out how to manipulate the salary cap. They figured out how to work it so that they can continue to keep the same, you know, these players on the team and still get high performance. They've allowed them to have certain games off so that they continue to find ways. And you know what the Niners figured out this year? They found a way to remain healthy for the majority of the players. Yes, we had a couple of players that ended up on season-ending IR after the season started. That's going to happen, right? But at the end of the day, when you look at the San Francisco 49ers, they may just be the healthiest team in the playoffs. They just have the most all pros in the play. I mean, what are we talking about here, right? Like, so they're going to be favored, right? That's okay. Now the Niners just have to go out there and execute. And I've been saying it for the longest. The only way the San Francisco 49ers will lose is if they literally find a way to beat themselves. They don't execute. They get too many penalties. They do dumb stuff. Like, those are the ways. That's it. And you can, and that can, let me just be clear, it can happen. That can happen.
Yes.
I don't see it happening. Not right now. I don't see it happening. We've watched it happen. We've watched them implode. We've watched that happen. But the Niners still finished out with the number one seed for a reason, because they clicked when they needed to click. And I guarantee you in this game, John, they are all going to be clicking.
Yeah, I like that. Shout out to my good friend Eddie G and the B-Dogs. Appreciate B-Dogs. The super chat. He says, my brothers, it's grilled cheese time. Wayne the 49 preacher, bring home this dove. Love y'all. Hashtag FTTB. LFG, baby. I love it, man. And
I love it.
That's the mindset. You know, it's funny that you say this, because Wayne's a film guy. I'm a film guy. And it's not like we're breaking down the Packers all the time, because we don't. This week, I'm going to be putting some Packers film up and breakdowns of their offense and defense, just seeing some things. But the reason why we feel so confident is because we watch the 49ers film all the damn time. Brian Baldinger, who's one of the best film guys, awesome personality, he was on 95.7 today. And shout out to Coach Yak. He printed this out and put it on Twitter. Listen to this quote from Brian Baldinger, who watches and breaks down.
I'm laughing because I saw the quote and I'm laughing. And you know why I'm laughing.
Yep. Because we watch and he watches. He does breakdowns of every single 49ers game, offense, defense. He knows what they are. Here he goes. Quote, it's about the 49ers and how they execute. I don't care what the Packers do. The Packers came to town before, and the Niners ran the ball down their throats a couple years ago. It's a lot of the same type of people, end quote.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I don't care about the Packers. I don't care. It's not up to them. It's up to the 49ers.
I don't want to sound snobbish.
Sound snobbish.
But that's not the way I'm trying to come off, because at the end of the day, like,
yeah.
You talk about a team that barely made the playoffs, that finished the season 9-8, and they whipped on a team's ass that sucked. Like, yeah. That, like, at the
that
end of the day,
playoffs.
They choke, yeah. Like, right. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a student of the master. Like, have we forgotten about that? It's like the only way I really feel like the Niners will lose this game. I'm going to say it again. If they get away from their game plan, we got a guy named Christian McCaffrey. In my opinion, let's talk about this. Let's watch this Packers run defense. Ooh. Because I don't think the Packers run defense is going to be able to stop the number one running back in the league. There's a take out there that just talked about how the Packers have allowed over 100 rushing yards, a bunch of straight games, and some of them over 200 yards. So what do you think Christian McCaffrey is going to do against this team? And this is where I did a show with Mike, and we talked about Kyle Shanahan, and if he doesn't choke, this team will be fine. It will flourish, and that's what I'm saying. He's got to stick to that game plan. I want to see Brock Purdy throw for sure, but do it right. Like, start, set up the run, get the run going. You got a plethora of running backs. I want to see whatever running backs Kyle picks to use in this game. I'm trusting that they're going to be fine. Christian McCaffrey, that's the question. That's the guy I should be saying I need to make sure he's good to go. I know it was a dookie calf injury, but at the end of the day, I'm hoping he's 100%, and I believe he will be, because that's going to make this offense. They can't stop the run. And if they can't stop the run from a Christian McCaffrey-less team, how are they going to stop Christian McCaffrey, dog?
That's the thing. Hey, you referenced this. The Packers' defense have allowed four teams to go over 200 yards rushing in single games. Falcons, 211 yards. Lions, 211 yards. Steelers, 205. Giants, 209 yards. Now, I'm not saying the 49ers are going to get 200-plus yards rushing. They don't have to
do that. I'm going to say it. Because if it ain't broke, Kyle ain't got to fix it. And I know I'm shifting to Kyle, but he has to continue to run the ball. Hey, running the ball does tremendous works, bro. You control the clock. You keep them off the daggone field. You have long, sustainable drives. And you finish in the goddamn red zone. Hey, and then you know what? When you go up by 20-something points, you can get back to running again. Like, don't give him any opportunities.
The whole offense, the Shanahan, this is Daddy Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan. It's predicated on the run, play action. Here's George Kittle. Sum it up for us.
And us being a one-dimensional football team isn't very good.
But when we're a running team, we're the best in the NFL.
That has to be the greatest freaking clip presser of all time. That's the greatest. Because when my tight end came out and threw his coach under the bus, I wanted to jump through the screen and give him the biggest freaking hug, high five you could give. I don't know how you do both, but I would have did it. Because that right there, that meant that George Kittle got balls. And I loved it. I loved it. And I bet you Kyle started getting the ball to George Kittle too. I guarantee his play went up. He finished all pro last time
sure
I checked.
Did, baby. Sure did.
Sorry, I'm ranting, but I'm getting I like excited. I'm getting excited. It.
We got a couple super chats I want to get to. Daryl, what's up, man? He says, JC, come up to Connecticut. Enjoy some of this snow with us. Man, I'm sorry, bro.
you just got back from snow. You shouldn't be worried about the snow.
I like visiting snow if I can ski, man. And I don't mind visiting it sometimes. I went to grad school in Kansas City, and I told my wife, this is the last summer I'll be here, and I hope you come with me, but I'm leaving. I would like to stay married, but if not, it's what it is. I'm out of here. thankfully, the wife came with me, but can't do it, man. I'm struggling. North California is amazing. You know, I'm in the Bay Area now. I'm struggling with how much it rains up here. I don't think I can make Connecticut. That's a whole nother thing, man. I don't know how y'all do it. I'll let you take this one, Wayne.
My man, John, he says the biggest advantage they have is that they have lost this opportunity recently.
Ooh.
49ers are hungry. So I think he's talking about. Is he talking about the Niners losing that last game of the season and now they're ready to come back and play football?
Maybe, or he's talking about how the Packers have lost recently to us, you know, and how
could
we
be that too?
The playoffs. So either one of those.
Look, the Niners are hungry and Fred Warner is probably salivating at the mouth to get back on the football. He's like today's Ray Lewis. As far as being vocal. As far as his energy, totally two different.
Killed anybody?
Two different. Damn it,
allegedly.
John!
I ain't gonna ever listen.
Two different linebackers, John. But you get what I'm saying? Mentality. I'm just saying, mentality wise, Fred is the energy.
You knew I was going there as soon as you said it.
I did. The pause. Did somebody get his that pause on the facial expression? It was like I set him up for the slam dunk.
I mentioned
Ray Lewis because we seen him last night. Getting pissed off because the way he was trying. Did you see how frustrated he was getting because of the missed tackle?
It's terrible, man. It was
that
terrible.
Pause was dope.
Now,
that pause was dope.
I do want to put this out there. There's something new that we're doing.
Let's go.
We've never done this before. We are raffling off two tickets to the Packers 49ers game, the divisional game. These are not just any tickets. These are club seats. 50-yard line club seats, row 17. It's only $25 if you want to try to get one of these tickets. In the link in the description, there we go. You buy as many spots as you want. On Friday's show, whenever we're live, Wayne's going to be flying over here. I'm going to do a live show on my channel and we're going to spin it. It's a, once you buy a spot for 25, I'm going to message you your spot number 22. If you buy multiple of the year spots, 23, 24, 25. And again, all you got to do is just Venmo me 25 per, that's at Jonathan Chapman two. Use the link in the description of this audio or video, or you can just snap a code of the QR code. And again, two tickets, club level VIP, freaking 50-yard line seats. They're going for over $1,000 a piece.
Good God, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I'm sitting way up in the high rise, but we're giving away the good tickets. So shout out to my man Benny, who's helping with this. But yeah, if you guys want to do that, $25, use the description. Now it's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N dash Chapman dash two. You'll see the 49ers Rush logo in the center whenever you do it.
Dope.
So yeah, go check it out. Friday, that's going to be that drawing, $25. $1,000 tickets, man. So yeah, check that out. We'll see. And part of this is a precursor, because why are we doing this? One, I want to create memories for people. And the fact that I understand tickets are always expensive and not everybody can afford that. So hopefully we're just trying to do that. And two, the Niners make the Super Bowl. I want to do this again. Just the idea of trying to create a space for somebody's dream to come true and see their team in the Super Bowl. That makes me smile whenever I go to sleep at night. Like, just trying to create those lasting memories for people who maybe could not afford to do it, because those Super Bowl tickets are like $8,000 a piece. Ooh, it's a lot. It's a lot, a lot. Now, let's talk, Wayne. Let's talk quarterbacks. There's eight teams left in the divisional round. For the first time in NFL history, seven of the eight quarterbacks are all first-round picks. And then we got lowly old Brock Purdy. So seven first rounders, right? And then you got Brock Purdy. What is, like, is there going to be a point where Brock Purdy just like shrugs his shoulder and say, that doesn't matter to me anymore? Or do you think that this gives him an edge? Do you think that this still matters to him?
I think deep down it matters. But I think what he portrays out on the football field is the game plan. That's the only thing that matters. Him executing the game plan for the team that's right in front of him. I think deep down, that's what makes him play with the edge that he plays with. But I'm glad that he doesn't make it known publicly that it's bothering him. He's still remaining humble about being a seventh round pick, and he's taking each and every opportunity and he's making the best of it. And so, like, that's Brock Purdy in a nutshell, right? And so, like, yo, I'm not going to stunt. It bothers him, but he doesn't show it until he's out there on the football field. And every time he celebrates, he's reminding all 31 NFL teams that you could have had this.
I think that's huge. Yeah, and I love his moxie. You know, it's so funny because there's two Brock Purdy's. Did you see the video? I probably should have pulled it. The video where he took his picture with the family.
Yeah.
He's taking the picture with it. I think he smiles, was in Arizona.
And then once he leaves him, his face goes back to business.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. I think I have it here. Because do I have it under receipts? Man, it's so hard, you know, just with where I have it. Here we go. I got it right here. So let me just see if I could put this up there. I'm just going to share my screen real quick. Give me a second. But I think that it just tells a story about just how cold-blooded this dude is. He's the most cold-blooded, like, person ever. And so he's watching, you know, he's taking a picture with his family. And as soon as the picture's done, he says, love you guys. And just goes straight freaking serial killer mode. Yeah.
I mean, Brock Purdy is your modern day Dexter, bro.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Dude. Like that, he's Dexter. If you guys don't know who Dexter is, he's probably one of the best serial killers I've ever seen in my entire life.
Season three is one of the greatest seasons of all time.
Okay? Like Dexter, like go check it out. Go get your Showtime app. Go watch some Dexter. Tell him Wayne Breezy sent you. I'm telling you right now, you're going to fall in love with it. And listen, and then the crazy thing is he's a forensic scientist for the police in Miami, right? So at the end of the day, he's finding the bad guys and he's taking care of them in his own way. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's Brock Purdy. Straight cold blooded. Going to work for you, smile on your face, but at night, he going to find them bad guys. He going to have his own justice.
Good Lord. And what has he done? Like, okay, let's just name these quarterbacks, okay? You got Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, Goff, Love, Mahomes, Jackson.
I like Goff.
Allen,
I know people don't like Goff. I like Goff.
I like Goff. I don't mind him. He looks like a baby giraffe whenever he runs. every time I see it, but
I just feel like Goff is playing with a chip too. Because he took his team to the Super Bowl and they traded him. And I don't know if people remember that. So
He just sent them packing.
And he just sent them packing. How ironic is that? Like, to go full circle. But no, I like Goff. Baker's playing with a chip because he was counted out. Wait a minute. Are all these quarterbacks other than the rookie and Lamar Jackson, former MVP, and Patrick Mahomes, former MVP. Josh Allen never won MVP, right?
He hasn't yet. Let's see here. Love, so you hasn't got, Goff, you got, Stroud,
you got
Mayfield.
Two MVP quarterbacks. You got one rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah, just Stroud.
Stroud, and then
he's the only second rookie quarterback to ever win a playoff game. It was just Purdy.
Just for Purdy, and everybody else playing with a chip. Ooh, this is nice. Josh Allen's playing with a chip. Baker Mayfield's playing with a chip. Jared Goff playing with a chip. Brock Purdy got nothing but chips. This is going to be fun to watch.
Oh, I freaking love it, man. Corey, what's up, Corey? He says, John, Wayne, do you guys think the Niners have an easy path to the Super Bowl?
That's the show. Picture perfect for the 49ers, right? And so is it easy? It's what the 49ers make it. Again, they control their destiny. And so when I look at the teams that are left, I mean, ask yourself, there's only which one of those teams will give the 49ers probably the most trouble? And I feel like a lot of people are going to say the Lions because they're like that wild card-ish. we don't really know who they are type of a team, even though we played them a couple of years ago, but they're totally different now. And so, like, I get that. And so that might be the one team that, you know, might give the 49ers a little hiccup. So I won't say it's super easy, but it's what they make it, right? So, like, the Niners, just, look, the Niners' mindset just has to be what it has been. Killer instinct. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like that. I like
just
that.
Killer instinct, boom. And
right
get to
here,
the Super Bowl and do their thing. Go ahead, Fernando. Go ahead.
Fernando, he says, how do I get tickets to the tailgate or can we pay at the door? Do not wait because we have to turn in our numbers to the caterer and all that stuff for our final numbers. So sometimes we have to bump the price up or stop sales. Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. It's in the link in the description of this video, audio, wherever. You can buy your tickets now. Remember, kids, always free. With the ticketed adult, and we'll take care of you. It's going to be a good time. Trust me, we don't miss. And John cleared up what he was saying earlier in the
John.
Super chat. He says, talking about losing the playoffs.
Talk about the Niners losing
there we go.
To those Eagles. I got you. I got you. And you know what's funny, John? I really feel like the 49ers, if you know, had they not had lost their quarterback, it would have been totally different. Like, that's how confident they were last season when he was a rookie. And so, like, I'm with you, John. And they didn't, like, lose like a normal team would lose. They had to kind of forfeit, but without forfeiting, right? Without waving the white flag, they had to find a way to continue to play that game. Because remember, it happened relatively early, and we had to sit there and just be like, dang, yo, how are we going to play this game with no quarterback? And so, like, that's what the Niners had to do. So that was a weird bad taste in their mouth. But it's funny because none of those teams they have to face this year. It's a whole new slate. So for the San Francisco 49ers, they just got to have the killer instinct, take care of business, and they'll be in that Super Bowl.
Yep, I like it. I like it. A couple other comments that I want to get to. I love this. Josh, my man, he says, we're going to see Mr. Gardner Johnson versus Debo? Remember, he was talking so much trash. And Debo was like, dude, I don't even know who you are. He straight Thanos'd him. He's like,
Lions.
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that seems to be the way this is heading. We can look forward. I don't think the 49ers are. But yeah, it looks like a 49ers versus Lions matchup. But the Lions have only made NFC Championship one time in their whole freaking history.
Yeah. Look, I know we like to talk about, you know, future, but I'm with the fans that just want to focus on the Packers. That is a possibility. It's also a possibility that Tampa Bay takes care of the Lions. Then you won't see Gardner Johnson, right? And so look, we just need to go out there and take care of the Packers. It's one game at a time. That's been the mantra all season long. They're not looking forward to the game after. They're focusing on the game right now. And it's been win or go home all season long. We finished 12-5. We're going to get our first taste of the playoffs this year, this weekend coming up. And so they just need to go out there and look at the Packers and send them packing.
I love that. Ooh, I like that. Right here, red and gold blooded. Can I get the information on the raffle again? Sure. Just right here, the Venmo at Jonathan-Chapman-2, but it's better just to go off the description of the video or audio just because the link's there. $25 per spot, and you buy as many as you want. Once you buy those, I'll text you your number on Venmo. I'll comment section on that and let you know. And then Friday, we're going to be doing that raffle. So 250-yard line tickets, club-level VIP seats, row 17. The view is just bananas, man. So, yeah, you're going to be having a pretty good time. They're over $1,000 a ticket currently if you're, you know, going aftermarket or, you know, kind of wherever that is. So, shout out to Miss Debbie Ryan. Miss Debs is the best there is. She says, good morning, everybody. Thankful Tuesday. No Rams, Eagles, Cowboys going forward. Just want to say really appreciate all the positivity you do, not only for me and Wayne, but the channel and just the Niners community as a whole. There are just people that just make this world a better place, and Debbie is the top of the list for me. She is just an amazing human being. Really appreciate you. Let's see here. A couple other things. Let's go nostalgia because, yeah, I'm right here. Judah, I'm still not over Green Bay eliminating.
It's tough.
They got us a lot of years, 95, 96, 97.
I think one was a divisional round and a couple were NFC championships. So I'm with Judah. Like, and for us, this was our childhood, right? Yep. And so this is, we remember the Brett Favre's and the Sterling Sharps and the Donald Drivers and the Greg Jennings and all those Packer teams. Like, we remember those teams, and they were tough to beat. Like, it was weird that they were tough to beat, but they were tough to beat. Like, they brought their A games. That was Holmgren, their coach during that time, right?
Holmgren. From Seattle there, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a different team. So the nostalgia does set in, and it's cool that we're going to be playing them. But like Brian Baldinger said, the last time they came to Santa Clara, we just ran the ball down their throats. They couldn't stop the run then. They still can't stop the run. So I don't see why it would be a different game plan, especially. And look, hear me out. Jimmy Garoppolo did almost throw a pick six, and Kyle was like, oh, hell nah. But at the end of the day, I don't see Brock Purdy making those same mistakes. I was asked a question yesterday, and I think you were asked a question yesterday about the 49ers. How do you think the Green Bay secondary will come out in playing their zone? And they can try to attempt what Baltimore did, but I don't think they have the playmakers.
Personnel. They don't have the no.
Yeah.
No.
So they can try it.
No, that team does not fit the equation of what Baltimore or the 49ers do. And this goes both ways. Why was the Packers offense able to do what they did to the Cowboys? Cowboys have one of the worst linebacking cores in the NFL. You watch those plays and why everybody was running scot-free over the middle. Linebackers were just very poor eye discipline. Okay. Now look at the Packers defense. Quay Walker. He's first round pick. I understand all those things, but like, come on, man. He's
going to Georgia.
Yeah, he did go to Georgia.
Listen, the Niners are going to put these linebackers in pass coverage. The only linebacker, you know, that may be able to match up with athleticism or whatever, maybe Devondre Campbell. And that's if he's on a guy like George Kittle, but no one can defend George Kittle. Like,
he sucks at covering, though. His athleticism's there. He's one of the lowest graded cover linebackers.
And so you take advantage of just that. That's what you take advantage of.
I don't know, man. Like, the matchups. And again, you know, I've got two clips that are my go-to. The other one was the Kittle one. This one's Will.
This league is all about, you know, each week is matchups and different things. So
the matchups do not go for the Packers defense. Hasn't all year. It's just totally different. And so now you're talking about, again, flip the script again, Jordan Love throwing against the Cowboys linebackers. Now you've got Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, who Fred Warner might be the best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. And I'm not stuttering. I know what I said. He might be the best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. Now, I understand Derek Brooks and Urlacher, and there's lots of guys you could put up there, but I'm not putting any of them ahead of Fred Warner. None of them. And I stand by that. Am I crazy in saying that?
No. Fred Warner is the best linebacker in football, man. It's not even close. I mean, he might not be
all pro.
Right. And he might not lead the league in tackles, but that's not his role anymore. Like, his job is to cover and diagnose and break down the run game. Right. And so, like, when you have a guy that's doing that at an all pro level, at an elite level, year in and year out, I mean, that's going to tell you. And you're going to see other teams attempt to find these hybrid players like Fred Warner. You watched the Cardinals try to do it with Isaiah Simmons. Didn't work out. You're watching these teams try to emulate what the 49ers are doing. Listen, Fred Warner is one of one. His brother can't do what he does. His father probably couldn't do. Fred is one of one. That's it.
And so, I see people putting 52 and, you know, Willis out there. He's in the conversation. I'm not saying he's not. I'm telling you right now, the length, you put Patrick. I was hanging out with Patrick Willis 2 weeks ago, and that dude is a monster. I have hung out with Fred Warner. The length is different. The body type is different. Like, Fred Warner's got this dude by about 3 or 4 inches in length, and it's not even like, I'm not saying he's better. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying I would take Warner over anybody. That's what I'm saying. Coverage-wise, I'm taking Fred Warner. All time. That's just me. That's okay. Geo Cade, I'll let you take this one, Wayne.
Geo Cade, that Ravens game woke us back up. Now we can reset. And if we can make it to the big dance, they can't surprise us with anything because we'll be ready. And you know what, Geo? I don't know if it woke us back up because I don't think we ever fell asleep. What I watched the Ravens do was play the trump card, kind of like, let's cheat a little bit. We know Brock's going to struggle with coverage, so let's just put these guys right up here. You don't move on the pre-snap. I don't follow the motion. They had to do everything right.
Yeah.
And they happened to tip some of those passes.
Several.
At the line of scrimmage, three to be exact, and they ended up becoming interceptions. Those weren't even, like, they weren't forced interceptions. Those were just interceptions that just happened to happen from, you know, good reactive plays from the Ravens. So I don't think we ever fell asleep because even with the interceptions, Gio, why was the game close? Here's my thing. We stopped running the damn ball. That's what I couldn't figure out because they couldn't stop the run. So I'm saying to myself, hey, we're only down by 3-4 points. Why? Just keep running it. Nah. We turned it into a passing thing, and then bada boom, bada bing, things ended up happening. So I don't think we ever fell asleep against the Ravens, but I do agree with you. I think they gave us all that they can give us. We didn't give them all that we can give them. So it will be different if we meet again.
I like that. I agree completely. JC, thanks for the super chat sticker. You are the man. And look at this. He follows that up with, love this group and glad I found it. Saving my chips to join you guys at the NFC Championship tailgate, which we will be tailgating. And so excited to have you out there, man. And shoot, let's stick with that theme. Fernando, first time here. Hell of a podcast, man. Glad I found you guys. I'm glad we found you too, Fernando. And hopefully we get to hang out in person. Hit that subscription button, whether you're on mine or Wayne's channel. We do this every Tuesday and Friday. Now, this Friday show going to be a little bit different because Wayne's going to be flying all the way across country.
Got a midday flight. To get out there. So, yeah, we're going to have to find a different time. I won't probably land in Cali till about 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
And you're losing 3 hours. That's the thing. That flight across is, people don't understand. It's tough. It's tough, man. You wake up on a different
planet. But I'm going back to the future, right? Is that what I'm doing?
Back. Cali. There we go. From Mao Deuce, it says, John, where'd you get this hat? This was the draft day hat
2 years ago, right?
2 years ago. So if you type in 49ers 2022 draft hat, if it's not that one, type in 2021 or 2023. It's one of those. So it's the solid black with the red San Francisco. I like rocking it with the old school logo hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to offset the black and the reds. You know, Wayne, okay. Wayne's teaching me slowly. He doesn't know it. He's Miyagi-ing me. I'm learning. Will, my good friend, man, excited to hang out this weekend at the tailgate. He said, nothing is easy. Anything can happen in a football game, but I believe this year, he's right. We win number 6. It started a 3-year run with a 3-peat victory. This dude's just going all in. Now, if you don't know anything about William Kerrigan, this dude has not missed a home game. I won't say how many years, but I know it's 20 plus.
Wow.
If anybody knows the Niners, this dude knows the Niners. And so, hey, why? And that's the thing. Back to picture perfect for the 49ers. I don't care about the Packers. This is about the 49ers assembling one of the greatest 49ers teams of all time. All time. I put this roster up there with any of them. Now, they got to finish. But the roster is there. You don't go out with all these all-pros, all these Pro Bowlers, all these record holders. You have the tools. Just got to go finish it, man. Just got to go finish it. Real quick, Ed says, John Breezy, do you think the Bills beat the Ravens?
Sure do. Because the difference between like the Niners and what the Bills do is Josh Allen. So like that's the difference. Josh don't care about his body. He don't care. He will run. He's going to run you over. He's not like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson might maybe a little bit more athletic and more agile. Josh is looking to truck you as he takes that ball down. And so that's the wild card because now they have to defend that. And so like to the Ravens, again, they have to meet, right? Because the Bills have to beat the Chiefs, and that's going to be a tough game. Believe it or not, that's going to be a tough game. So, look, I'm loving the playoffs right now, and the only thing I care about is the Niners packing the Packers back up, asses back up so they can go back home.
Right here, back to William. He says, you know, the Packers ended George Seifert and Mariucci's Niner careers.
They did. Good job, William.
I love both
William.
Those guys. He knows his stuff, man. I'm just saying. Whenever he speaks, we listen. That's what we do. Right here, RTP says, I'm riding with you. Let's go, man. This is fun. So, you know, let's draw this to a close. And, you know, I want Wayne, I want to give you a second. Because here's what I want this show to end with. I know how I feel, but Wayne is better at this than I am. If you're having a conversation with somebody that is, man, I'm kind of scared of the Packers. I'm scared of Shanahan maybe messing up. I'm scared of, I'm just a little nervous. What is the message that you want to send to them? And then we'll wrap up the show and you can send it out after that. But like, again, somebody that's just a little bit of a tentative Niners fan right now, and they're just concerned and they're like, man, they've been hurt so much in the past. What do you got to say to them?
I will say this. First of all, it's okay to be hurt. It's an emotion. It's trauma. It's something you've experienced and you kind of weary. You don't want to really experience that again. So it's okay to be hurt. But here's what we provide. It's called therapy. And so what we do is we're going to take your hurt. We're going to take your hurt. We're going to raise your hurt. And we're going to give you these scenarios on why the 49ers will win this game. The 49ers, all season long, have been probably the most dominant team in football. They've broken dominant teams, literally broken them, okay? And so, like, when you look at what the 49ers can do, like William said, man, listen, anything can happen on a Sunday. And he's right, because I remember being in Philly last year. You want to talk about hurt? I never thought Brock Purdy was going to get injured. It just didn't look like it. He was playing too well. And then the injury looked mad, like soft. That did it. Yeah. Tore something, right? And so, like, anything can happen. But you got to go into this game with the confidence and the faith that your team is the best team in the NFL.
100%.
And there's no way that they're going to let a team inferior to them come in here and win this game at home. Now, it might not be easy. It might not be a blowout. Or it may be. But just have faith that your team is going to consistently do what they've been doing all season long, and that's winning, especially the games that matter. Let that sink in. Because that Ravens game didn't matter. That game, all the games against the AFC North didn't matter. Think about it. And that one NFC North game, even that didn't matter. Because guess what the Niners ended up finishing? First in the NFC. Let that sink in. They would have been undefeated had they beat the Vikings, but they didn't. They got one loss in the NFC. And I guarantee you the Niners are going to leave it at that.
I love
it, man. You can be worried. You can be scared. But just continue to watch our shows. I promise you I'm going to give you enough energy for you to take that weariness and have some fun.
My biggest problem, I wear hoodies because I like my house cold, but every time I record with Wayne, I start sweating like halfway through, man. It like gets me fired up. Literally. I'm just sitting over here like, man, this live show, I can't take my hoodie off. But I can't pull, like, that's just what Wayne does, man. Appreciate all that you do for this community. Absolute great time. Enjoy this, guys. If you're not enjoying this now, you're doing it wrong. This is a good time. Appreciate everybody. Thank you, everybody. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. And MyBookie doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.